Is he wearing the ascot?
Yes.
Is that in support of Roland Martin? Because I like it. It's nice.
Who the hell is Roland Martin?
You gotta be kidding me.
Roland Martin, brought to you by General Motors, the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, influenced by the original yet relevant now. It's an enduring icon that's made to love. The 2014 Chevrolet Impala. Find new roads. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, Civil and Jay. Hope all is well with you. I'm going to give a shout-out to Dr. Phil. I was on yesterday talking Trayvon Martin case and had a lots of folks giving us great feedback on that. And the conversation obviously has not ended. The action has not ended. In Florida, a group called the Dream Defenders, they have been occupying the state capitals, even occupied the office of Governor Florida Governor Rick Scott, demanding a repeal of the Stand Your Ground law. And so we want to talk to this group of young folks, Tom, who are putting it on the line. Some of them have even quit their jobs in order to fight the cause. Phil Agnew, executive director, and he joins us right now. Hey, Phil, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank y'all for having me.
So the Dream Defenders, you guys have been really pressing it in Florida. When did the sit-ins, the protests begin in the state capitol?
Oh, they began last Tuesday, Takeover Tuesday. So right now, this morning, we're in the throes of Takeover Tuesday, too. So we've been here a week, day and night, through the weekend.
So tell us about the meeting that you had with Florida Governor Rick Scott, because did he meet with you, or send a staff member to meet with you guys?
Well, they tried to get a staff member to meet with us, and we told him that wasn't good enough. And so he wound up meeting with us after a few days of saying that he wouldn't. And the meeting went as to be expected when a government official meets with people who are angry. He tried to placate us. He told us, one, that he cared about our issues, and then he told us that he wouldn't be calling a special session. So we told him that it seems that he really did love people, and so we're going to bring as many people as possible, and he's going to see the full burst of our power, and we're looking forward to him changing his mind.
I like that.
So you guys have been so exactly what are you doing each day in the state capitol?
Well, we sit in the office during the day, and right now, as I'm speaking to you, a whole bus of young people from Miami is here, and we sit in the office. And we not only occupy the space, but we conform into our culture. So we teach workshops. We have something called the Fishbowl, where we allow our young people to talk and voice their concerns. And at night, when they close the doors on the governor's office, we occupy the house, lay out our ROTC mat, and plan the next day, plan the next step in winning this campaign.
How many are you?
Are you there?
It varies throughout the day. So we ebb and flow from 50 to as many as 150 in that office. At night, we have about 55 people staying with us, and it grows every night because the experience is transformational for folks. And it's really, for many people, the first opportunity they've had to even be here, let alone sleep on the floor here and own this space.
Wow. And Roland said some of your people have given up their jobs.
Yes, yes. My younger brother is here. He's been rocking with the Dream Defenders and I for about a year. He quit his job. Another young lady, I won't say her name, she quit her job. One of the people on my staff quit grad school. I was sitting next to him when he sent the email. So we're passionate about this, and we believe that we will win. And so we wouldn't be here
in it. Are people donating to you?
Mm-hmm. The support has been overwhelming. We've gotten pizzas. We've had pizza for days. Pizzas delivered from anonymous donors. We've got a representative, Alan Williams, here. And it's no secret, he's been here since the beginning and really helped us. And people just bring donations. We haven't wanted for anything. There were some times over the weekend when rations ran low, but you've got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And so we're here for progress, so there must be a little bit of struggle.
But y'all could use some vegetables and stuff, too, couldn't you? You could use some.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have vegetables. We have fruits. We have vitamins and emergency. And we have each other. And to be frank, we got that. We really don't need much else.
And how do we keep up with you? How do we keep up with you if we're following you online?
Yes. We are Dream Defenders on Facebook and at Dream Defenders on Twitter. And you can follow us and follow our movements. And it's only going to grow. So we're not on the tail end of this thing, even though we've been here a week. We've got a plan to be here and apply pressure in a number of ways. So we're going to be here for a while. I hope they expect it.
Okay, but you do need financial support as well. So if somebody wants to give money, where can they go? Mm-hmm.
they can go to dreamdefenders.org, and there's a donate link on there, and that money will go straight back into the campaign and straight back into young people. Right now, I'm the only staffer, and I'm not even getting paid by the Dream Defenders. So this is all volunteer work. We did this with nothing.
Look, if you got young people out there playing video games at your house all day long,
yes.
pull the covers off their beds and tell them about Dream Defenders, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So, Philip, you guys are doing basically the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, what they did. Young folks to do the same thing.
Yes, yes, man. And we look to the model of Brother Moses and other folks, Ella Baker, who created a blueprint for a long time, young people, by either a refusal to know history or that history being hidden, have not known about victory and success and planning and strategy. And so we're trying to bring that. We've got chapters all over the state of Florida. And as I said, we believe that we will win. There's no other reason to be here unless you believe you'll win.
Your parents should be very proud of you.
You know what? And it's funny, I haven't talked to my mother or my father since I got here. But they are. They text me every day. I'll text them back. But it's been really crazy, the response, and even be on your phone speaking to you all.
Where do they live?
Oh, Chicago. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, south side of Chicago.
All right.
That's right.
Philip Agnew.
Something out of the south side of Chicago to make us proud these days.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, hey, Phil, let Tom know what we got in common.
Oh, boy.
Well,
Here we go.
The oldest, the coldest, and the goldest. FAMU 2005, Beta Nu Alpha. Really happy to be on here with you all.
Oh, yeah?
And if I can make a call, I know my time is short here, but if you are in Florida or anywhere surrounding, we've got buses coming from all over. And please join us at the Capitol. Help us apply this pressure. And then join us in the celebration when the governor sees the error of his ways.
Anything from the Qs?
There you go.
Yeah.
Support the Dream Defenders.
I'm sure the frat is there.
Yeah, we in here.
And Bill, we appreciate it, man. Keep it up. Support.
Thank you very much. Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
The Sigmas. Wow. Yeah, both of y'all.
All both of them. All both of y'all.
All both of y'all.
Unity.
Divine Nine should stand tall with the Dream Defenders. Phil, thanks a bunch again.
Oh, that's great.
Go give some money at dreamdefenders.org.
Okay.